Hello listeners, welcome to my podcast, Happily Ever After. I'm your host, Dr. Karthik Nagendra, a certified life coach. Through this podcast, I aim to bring to you positive stories, positive messages, which can help you overcome a lot of negativity which is around us and welcome happiness into your life. So let's get started. If you like my podcast, subscribe to it and share it and spread happiness. So it's time to be positive. It's time to be happy. This inspirational short story is about a young man who asked his father for a car as a gift for his high school graduation. The young man felt confident his father would buy a car for him because his father's salary could afford such a purchase. Imagine his disappointment when the graduation day came. Instead of a car, his father gifted him a watch. "I didn't ask for this," he yelled at his father. "It's a better gift, my son. You don't have a need for a car. What you have a need for is time and learning to manage it well," his father said. He felt terrible for having high hopes, and from then on, he had a raging heart and wouldn't want to be in the same room as his father. Years passed, and the young man saw no reason to speak to his father again. Without his father providing for him, he learned to work and worked hard until he realized his father was right. It was true, he didn't need a car back then. If his father gave him a car when he asked for it, he wouldn't have learned the value of hard work. And to that, the lesson of managing time. After this realization, he tried locating and calling his father. He wanted to make amends, admit his fault, and express gratitude for a valuable lesson. The unfortunate part, he was too late. He got a word that his father had passed away a few weeks ago. What he learned from the experience is that his father had his best interest at heart. Though his father didn't show it, he had his back and wanted him to succeed in the long haul. Many times in life, we tend to have unrealistic expectations of what our life should be, what constitutes a successful life, without knowing what are the key ingredients that you need to actually focus on. Many times, we don't tend to focus the right goals or take wrong paths towards reaching our goals. So it is very important that you have clarity on what is that really matters in your life, have an attitude for gratitude, and then stay focused on reaching towards your goal. Working with a life coach can help you gain better clarity, prioritize on what really matters in your life, develop a clear path towards reaching your goal, and thereby maximizing your true potential. If you like my podcast, subscribe to it and share it and spread happiness. So it's time to be positive. It's time to be happy.